Now, another week has rolled around. It's Nevin time. Nevin, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Marty. How are you? Happy Halloween.
And happy Halloween back at you. Now, look, what are your plans? Because you did Halloween business last week with your pumpkin and everything else. What are you doing today?
Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a little bit of bacon.
We're
going to do caramel swirl brownies, bit of a mouthful of that. And then some, you like this, oaty melting moments.
Oaty melting moments?
You can say that very quick.
It doesn't sound normal. Oaty melty moments. And what was the other thing you're doing?
And then caramel swirl brownies. So these are really delicious. They're moist and they're so good. So they are.
You're making that. You cough now, you poor devil. All right. Well, are we starting with the oaty, lad? Is that the first thing?
Actually, we may as well. Okay, we'll start with the oaty.
The oats are good for you.
You know, I mean, like, obviously, you know, I think the last week or two, a couple of weeks, they were all kind of promoting oats and porridge and all that.
Oh, listen, did you see that? I was sorry to interrupt you, because your porridge is, without question, the best porridge I've ever tasted. And we know why, but it's beautifully made. But on top of your beautiful porridge, somebody made it with white wine the other day. They had white wine in it and some other interesting ingredients, and they won some competition for it. Yeah.
That's interesting now. I've never seen that. You might get me that recipe, will you?
Anyway, it was very odd, because at least you're still getting porridge with you, but it was very interesting. But anyway, she won some award, and it seems to have gone down awfully well, whatever she did. Anyway, let's talk about yours, oaty melty moments.
So porridge oats, I mean, flavins, you know, you have Kilbeggan, you know, there's a little mill there based in County Carlow. There's lots of lovely producers who produce beautiful oats. So flavins would be one of them, Odlum, you know, there's lots of lovely Irish companies there. These are wee cookies, and they're lovely. And all we need is 8 ounces of butter, and that's just regular salted butter, 4.5 ounces of caster sugar. So you beat them together with a little electric mixer. Now, before you start the process, if you weigh everything out, I'll go through that, but preheat your oven at 180, so that's really important.
Okay.
Now, into that, then, you're going to add in 10 ounces of self-raising flour. You're going to add in 6 ounces of oats, and then about one egg and a little bit of vanilla extract, or you can use lemon zest, or you can use vanilla pod. So the egg will bind it together, the vanilla will give the flavour. You can put in dried cranberries into this, you can put in some nuts if you want to, you can put in some chocolate chips into this. So this is just a very basic little kind of a recipe that's lovely with a big mug of hot chocolate or tea or something like that.
Oh, sounds lovely. This is all like mammy food. It's lovely. I love this.
Well, you know, it's one of the first things that I did was bacon. And I think back, it was flapjacks, which was made with oats too,
yes,
by the way.
Yes.
Shortbread, apple tart. And there's something very special about bacon with kids. And I'll tell you why, because you can control the amount of sugar you put into it. You're baking from scratch. So that means it's all good ingredients, lovely butter, a little bit of sugar, you've egg in that, you know, and everything in moderation. Like, sugar isn't bad for you, only too much of it is. So just moderation is the key to anything.
Yes.
When you bake these, you know, these will make about 18 biscuits, but that depends on the size that you actually shape them. So you do.
Well, that'd be lovely. That sounds lovely. Yeah. It's funny you should mention Kilbeggan. I'm just thinking about, because that's where my mother was born, in Kilbeggan. And I'm thinking,
I never knew that.
Well, three great things about Kilbeggan. The first one is my mother was born there. The second thing is you and your oats in Kilbeggan. I saw a picture of you with the man who does the oats there. And the third one is they make whiskey.
Oh, they make great whiskey.
So there you go now. Put the three of them together now. You're a night out. What?
And I remember, Marty, it could be nearly 10 years ago, we were doing kind of brands on a TV show for RT. So we went over to Dusseldorf. But Kilbeggan whiskey is the most drank whiskey in Germany, which is incredible.
Really?
I swear to God. Yeah, because we met one of the representatives for Kilbeggan.
And did anyone tell you why?
They just like it. That's a really good question. He obviously did, and I kind of forget to my embarrassment. But you know, he was very proud of the fact that Germans just love the Kilbeggan whiskey.
That's
they really do.
Now. Yeah, God, isn't Lord. It? Yeah, never knew that. Never heard that.
No, but you're always learning.
Back onto our
little cookie. So these can be made ahead. Your oven preheated. So you mix everything together: the vanilla, the butter. You have the self-raising flour. That's going to be your raisin agent. Your porridge oats is going to give you texture. And then all the little extras, lemon zest, orange zest, that all works well. Some dried cranberries works really well. So what you do then, on a large baking sheet, you just roll them into tiny little balls, And then what you do, kind of press them down, sprinkle them with a little bit of extra oats, and then you repeat this until you have 18 in total, and spread them out. You probably work two or three trays. You bake them for 15 to 20 minutes until they're cooked through and they're golden brown, and then you leave them to cool. And you could, these will keep in an airtight container for 3 to 4 days. They'll not last that long.
Yeah, they won't.
They'll be devoured with a nice cup of tea, but you know, they're absolutely lovely. And I love, you know, those kind of oaty kind of biscuits, which are really delicious.
It's full of goodness, all this.
Absolutely. I mean, there is sugar in it, but there's butter in it, and you have a nice egg in it, you have oats. You know, these are actually very good. And when you think of it, like Imelda recently made flapjacks for the twins.
Right, yeah.
So you bind it all together. It's one of the first things I would have made. But they really enjoyed it, bringing it as a wee snack for their lunchbox, which is great. So you could do a variation of that, so you could.
And do their pals not ask them, would your daddy not make us some food like they make for you? Would there not be a problem with that? Do you know what I mean? Because your lads will be bringing in gorgeous food. Other lads will be bringing in old banana sandwiches like I used to.
Come here. Do you know what I did, Marty? You'll laugh when you hear this. When the new book came out, Learn to Cook, I give every family in the school a book as a wee gift.
What a lovely thing.
Just to encourage them. And it's our local school. There's about maybe 70 pupils in it. And I just thought, this is something I really want to do for the families. And you want to see the wee cards and notes I got.
Isn't
from
that lovely? It's a lovely thing to do. Absolutely lovely. So now you don't have to worry about making flapjacks for anybody else. They can make their own because they have the book.
You can read my mind.
There's no flies on you, Nevin McGuire. What else are we doing? What else are we doing?
Caramel swirl brownies. And we'll talk about the caramel part in a minute, because these can just be regular brownies. So your brownie always is butter. So 6 ounces of butter, 6 ounces of dark chocolate, finely chopped, 3 eggs in that, and then you're going to beat the eggs with 8 ounces of light brown sugar, right, and then vanilla extract. So that's going to get nice and light and fluffy. Again, you preheat the oven to 180. And just for your listeners, both these recipes, they're always fan ovens that we test all the recipes in, so we do. So this is done kind of in a cake tin. So it is on a nonstick lined with some parchment paper, which I think is the best, to be honest with you. So what I want you to do is then just melt a little bit of butter, okay, the 6 ounces of the butter, and then what you do with that is you're going to mix this through. You're going to add in the chocolate that you've already chopped. So that's about, and I'm working, can I explain about chocolate just for a moment for your listeners? So 55% cocoa solid is a really good chocolate, and it means that there's not an awful lot of sugar. If it goes up to 70%, it's quite bitter, and maybe your kids might like it. So just do that gradually. So that's what 55 is about, what we call semi-sweet chocolate. It's a Coverture chocolate, it's good quality. The one we use is a Calibou. You know, there's lots of lovely ones. There's a lovely lady in Cavan, Anya's Chocolate. I'm sure I mentioned her on your show over the years. And Anne Ruthen's her name, and she produces lovely chocolate for Simply Better. She's a great chocolatier.
I have to tell you, I have never actually looked at it, but do they all give you the ingredient situation? Do they all give you the percentage?
Yeah, good chocolate woods, like you'd know Lindt and you'd know...
I know them,
like,
yeah.
They're big, huge brands, and sure, they've got an awful lot better now. I mean, a Coverture chocolate will definitely give you the cocoa percentage.
Right, okay.
I mean, like milk chocolate could be about 25-30%, same with white chocolate, so they're sweeter.
Yeah.
So that's why we're trying to get a little bit darker, because remember, there is sugar in this anyway, so you don't
want
it too sweet. That's really important.
Yeah.
So you've melted your butter, you've added in your chocolate, you've whisked your eggs and your sugar, your vanilla extract. You're going to sieve in your plain flour. You're going to sieve in your cocoa powder. And then what you're going to do then, when you've all this combined together, you're going to get, when you hear this, a can or a jar of caramel sauce. So there's a lovely Irish company, okay, it's called What's for Putty, and they're based in Kilmessan, and they do a really nice salted caramel for the Simply Better collection, and under their own brand too, and I really like them. They're the best sticky toffee pudding. So you can get some of their caramel sauce, and then you drizzle that over the raw brownie, and then you're going to bake this for 20 to 25 minutes. So you need to be careful, because you want this slightly gooey and fudgy inside, and then you leave it to cool and cut it into squares. This is definitely, I wouldn't say dead by chocolate, but it's rich. It's if you like chocolate, you're getting the lovely hit from this. And you know, the key is the really good chocolate for this, because there's no nuts in this recipe. You can certainly put in some nuts. I like pecan nuts or walnuts or even some roasted hazelnuts, which really add lovely texture to it.
Yeah.
But the caramel is lovely in this. So they're just two very nice, simple bacon recipes for the kids that are on holidays, just to keep them occupied, and a little sweet treat. Sure, we all deserve
that. It sounds lovely. Well, listen, that's terrific. Just a reminder again, they're all on the RT Lyric FM page, Marty in the Morning, and Nevin's recipes are there. So the flapjacks. Well, flapjacks. Do you know what I love about flapjacks? Do you remember what the muscovado sugar is? Not what they put in that.
Ooh, Mrs. Whelan very does. Impressed,
oh, well, I'm sure, Melda, I'm sure Melda does as well. Mrs. Whelan does. And muscovado rhymes with Desifinado, which is a great tune, and I have no other reason to play it except it rhymes with muscovado sugar. Isn't that good?
I love it. You're
it'll
the man.
It'll do. A little bit of Desifinado. Listen, keep the faith, my friend. We're into November, lads. We're into November. We're around the corner. Talk to you very shortly. Keep the faith, and we'll talk next week.
And you have a great Halloween and behave yourself, okay?
That's impossible. God bless you. What are you dressing up as? What are you dressing up as? Are you dressing up?
Sure, I'm dressing up every day. Me chef's outfit.
Typical. What are you?
I'm a chef.
Very good. Good luck.
You're good. See you next week. Thank you.
Bye-bye.